Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Friday, welcome in the Huddle, ESPN Upstate, headed into the holiday weekend, Memorial Day, coming up on Monday. Greg McKinney, Richmond Weaver, and Lonzo in here today as we await a subtropical storm. Now that's what we have, subtropical storms.
Yeah, and they had to name it.
Alberto. Alberto is moving toward the Gulf of Mexico and be affecting our weather in terms of rainfall. Going to be kind of a wet weekend. You got some scattered showers today, but that's not really related to the subtropical storm. It's making landfall by Monday along the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, or Florida coast. And it'll be southwest of our area, but we will get higher moisture and higher humidity in our area and off and on rain. So we could get like 2+ inches of rain sometime Sunday through Wednesday of next week. So
nice.
Memorial Day doesn't look that great. Why are you throwing your arms up in the air?
This is what I was talking about. Sometimes are you excited if there's rain in the forecast? You're not required to do anything.
You're off the hook, man. You don't have to cut the grass. You don't have to be outside. Hey, Greg, what's the difference between a tropical storm and a subtropical storm?
Do I look like a meteorologist to you?
Well,
yes, but you're all-knowing.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
You've been doing this long enough, you should know now.
I don't even remember us talking about subtropical storms before. We always talked about those. It's always been hurricanes and tropical storms.
Yeah, the only thing that would ever get named was a hurricane.
By the way, as someone who's worked at a news station for over 18 years, I don't recall subtropical storms even being named. I mean, whatever's below a subtropical storm, they'll start getting named next.
I think it's kind of bizarre, right? But Alberto is a subtropical storm. So I guess that means it has the characteristics of a tropical storm and a non-tropical storm. Now do you understand it?
Oh, yeah, I got it now.
You cleared it all up. We're good now.
That's why we went to you.
Maybe it will transfer into a tropical storm at some point. Maybe it's the early stages and it's not a full-blown, fully baked, matured tropical storm.
Yeah, because sub means below, right?
But it's working. But anyway, rain coming in because of all that, which is kind of unfortunate because, you know, it's a holiday weekend. But off and on showers may not be a complete washout like tomorrow. Tomorrow could be just off and on rain. We'll see how that could impact. I assume if it's going to affect us, it'll affect Durham, North Carolina, and so that could affect Clemson baseball tomorrow. They're supposed to play at 5 o'clock tomorrow because they won again last night. They'll get the Florida State or NC State winner tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. It's a 4:45 airtime here on ESPN Upstate. Gamecocks decided, you know what, let's just take a little break. So they lost yesterday to LSU, and they get a week and a half off, which is kind of nice. Well, a little over a week off. And they'll be rested up and have their pitching lined up for whatever they're going to do in the postseason, probably as a 2 seed traveling somewhere next weekend. We'll get into all that, and we'll talk a little bit more about college game odds that were out, released yesterday by South Point Booking Agency in Vegas. I know we did some yesterday, but there's some more of those we want to talk about. Rich Take on Sports coming up at about 2:20. Patrick Brown, resident hockey expert, will come in here at 3:20 to tell us about the NHL Finals for the Stanley Cup. We're set for that now. We'll get Patrick's thoughts. I bet he thinks Capitals. I'll bet that's what he thinks. We know it's what he wants.
No,
that's what his heart says. I think he'll go the other way.
I think so, too. I think he will be the guy that says, Capitals have no shot.
No shot. He's going to underplay the Caps.
Yes.
All right.
Reverse psychology.
When you live in negativity like he has for so long with his team choices. As Richmond pointed out, he's also a Detroit Lions fan.
Yep.
You just can't believe your team can win. I mean, you just get it in your head. There's no way they can do it. So he's going to go with the Golden Knights.
We'll see if that's true. Toward the end of the show, about 3:35, we're to be joined by Dr. Keith Geddes, who's a pediatric orthopedist, works at the Shriners Hospital. We'll talk about youth athletes and some of the things that they're facing these days in terms of orthopedics and injuries and preventative maintenance and that kind of thing coming up. So that's ahead. Three questions at 3 o'clock today. Got a little bit of a rant from Stephen A. Smith to bring your way today as well. And your text, your tweets, and your phone calls, 844-477-3776. Text line 71307, Twitter, at ESPN Upstate. Yeah, how about those Houston Rockets winning 98-94 on a night in which they shot 13 of 43 from 3 points? Just barely over 30%. 37% from the field. Chris Paul was 6 for 19. James Harden was 5 for 21. And they won anyway. They won anyway to take the 3-2 lead over the Golden State Warriors last night.
Yeah, and if you look at even more of the stats, if I told you Golden State shot 44% from the field, 38% from the three-point line, 87% from free throw,
yep,
had more rebounds than Houston,
yep,
had more assists than Houston. If you didn't watch that game and then you heard that James Harden didn't make one three-pointer in the game,
nope.
What's your first reaction?
Got to lose that game.
Yeah.
You got
to
lose
Golden State
that game.
Had to blow them out.
Yeah.
What happened?
I got to tell you, I saw the second half. The best part of the entire game was when Chris Paul made a shot and did the shimmy right next to Steph Curry.
Yeah. You loved it because it was Steph Curry.
It was great. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Steph may have gotten the last laugh.
He might have.
Steph was cool about that. He responded to that and said, "Hey, man, you know, I'd do it. And if I can do it to him, he can do it to me." And, you know,
he was laughing.
He was laughing
as he went by. Yeah. He didn't get ticked or anything.
Awesome. What happens? Karma.
Yeah, karma. That's right.
Hammy goes down.
Yeah. So we just got the word, like, right before airtime today that Chris Paul is out for Game 6. Now, how injured is he? How bad is it? Or is it just a case of we're not going into Game 7 without Chris Paul being as healthy as possible? So we'll sacrifice him for Game 6. He's not going to play in Game 6.
I think smart. There has to be some of that.
Yeah.
And it might be worse than we truly understand.
Or is it bad? Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. So he's not going to pull Willis Reed and come off the bench and win the game.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing how this just continuously happens to Chris Paul. Some injury sidelines him at the most crucial time in his career.
It does happen. And this happened at the last minute of the game last night.
Yes.
Just came down awkwardly and pulled a hammy. And said
and
it was,
you know,
really, really sore afterwards.
Hamstrings are very hard to overcome in terms of the recuperation. You can tweak it very easily, and I know they're going to do a lot of therapy on his hamstring, but I just don't see him being 100% the rest of this series at all.
You know,
even if that goes to Game 7.
Yeah, I agree. And the sad part is when he went down, I'm like, come on, man, get up. I mean, you see so many NBA players go down and they oversell it and they stay down there. And
no, that's soccer.
And oh no, they do it in the NBA too. And he stayed down. I'm like, there's no way. Oh man, he's really hurt. That's not good for Houston.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Chris Paul has had 4 hamstring injuries in his career, according to ESPN stats and information. And his shortest absence because of a hamstring was 2 games. 2015 West semifinals against the Rockets. He was playing for the Clippers at the time. He was sidelined for 5 games in January 2012, 7 games in December 2016 and January 2017, and then 3 games this past March. But if you're looking for good news, the Rockets were 15-6 in games that Chris Paul missed. They weren't playing Golden State.
Exactly. I want to see the breakdown of what the teams were that they played against.
Well, they've outscored They've outscored Golden State by 11 points in 47 minutes during this finals when Harden was out there and Paul wasn't. They've outscored the Warriors by 11 points. Yeah.
And if you actually look at the breakdown of the statistics, as I'm the analytical guy, from a points efficiency standpoint, when Chris Paul was on the court last night, they were minus 13.
Yeah, right.
So there is an aspect that they can compete with the Warriors when Chris Paul is not out there. I just don't know if they needed Chris Paul right at the clutch, and they're going to need him down the stretch, and that's where I'm concerned. But you also have to look at that the Warriors are somewhat doing this to themselves. They're not playing the way typically are.
No.
And, you know, of all those stats I talked about, the one that I didn't mention was turnovers.
Right.
Golden State had 16. Houston only had 10.
Right.
That was the difference in the game.
Well, yeah, that's right. Turnovers are huge in this thing. And thankfully for the Rockets, they have Gordon, who can come in and start. I mean, off the bench last night, Gordon had 24 points.
Yeah, but they're only playing seven guys.
Well, I know. They got anybody
else. Finn.
That's right. They got like six guys who never get off the bench. They just sit there and keep it warm, man.
Well, it's okay. When you play isolation basketball, you don't need you're not passing a lot.
No, that's right. It's going to be fascinating. You mentioned that James Harden was horrible from three. 0-for-11 from three, 5-for-21 overall. So some reporter was brave enough to ask James Harden about his three-point shooting after the game last night, and here's how that went.
James, obviously you're not shooting the three ball the way you usually do. Is there anything?
I'm
you,
not.
I'm being kind. Anything you feel?
Who cares? Nah.
Nothing mechanical or anything?
Nothing. I'm just missing shots. But we're winning, you know, and I'm trying to compete on the defensive end and do other things to, you know, help my team win. But if we got a guy like Eric Gordon making shots, you know, and being aggressive, you know, who cares?
Who cares? Who cares if I'm 0 for 11? I don't care.
He cares, but you got to have that type of mentality. It's next shot up. I know we're talking about next man up in terms of...
It's always next shot up for James Harden.
It is.
What would the answer be that you would like him? How would you like him to answer that?
I need to shoot better. I can't go for 0 for 11. He can't go 0 for 11 from 3. Come on.
I don't think he will.
Well, he did.
Yeah, he did. I think he's 0 for 21.
What's that?
For the past two games.
Oh, is that right? Was he 0 for 10 previous game?
Yes. I think so. I think his streak is he's missed all right. 20 in a row.
Thank you for making the point. Can your go-to guy do that and you win? I mean, yeah, I know they won.
They did.
I know they did. Did
he score points?
Keep doing that?
Did he score points in other places on the court?
I mean, he was 5-for-21 over. He hit free throws.
Free throws.
Okay.
He can get to the free throw line. Yeah, he can get 9 or 10 free throws each night. It's going to be automatic.
Yeah. Y'all are okay with him going 0-for-11 from 10.
No, I'm not okay with it, but I understand from a shooter's perspective, you cannot dwell on.
I didn't say dwell on it.
But you're.
You got to care.
Is it one of those things when you're in a slump, you don't talk about the slump? Is it another one of those unwritten things? Because obviously he's in a slump.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get asked about it. I don't care whether he says, who cares? That's fine with me, but it's one of the reasons I don't like James Harden.
Says who cares, but you still don't like him.
I don't like him. I didn't like him before he said it. Why would I like him now?
But it adds fuel to the fire of your dislike for him just because he says who cares. But you say you don't care that he says who cares.
He can do that. He can do that. Stop picking at me. You're hurting my feelings.
I'm just wondering.
I don't care.
When you see him, do you just think punk? I mean, what do you think of when you see
him? Yeah, all of the above.
And is it just because of the beard?
Arrogant. No, it's not the beard. Why do I care about the beard?
Well, I'm just trying to find out why you dislike him.
I think about Steph Curry, he thinks about Harden.
Yeah. How could you like Steph Curry less than James Harden?
Yeah.
How can you do that? You do. I'm talking to you, Lonzo.
Oh, me.
You like Steph Curry less than James Harden.
Let us recall again why the main reason why I hate Steph Curry and Golden State Warriors. Because of the dress.
Because of what?
Because of the dress.
Oh, you lost.
It will always come back to that
lost
for me.
Oh, he had
that
to wear
will,
a dress.
That will forever be there for me. He could be like the greatest entrepreneur. I mean, he can do all this charitable stuff. I still will dislike him.
So it comes back to a personal reason.
It does come back to personal reason. And I think I think he whines more than Harden does. I think he's a big baby. And I think he's a showboat. And I think he's a pouter. I haven't watched enough of Harden to see if he's the same way. I'm also curious. You and I obviously have players that we don't like. Richmond, I think he likes everybody.
He loves everybody. Yeah.
That's weird, man.
It's not that I love everybody. I just don't have this disdain for players
it's
like
sports,
you guys.
Man.
Do.
That's
give
what
me
you're
some disdain.
To do. Come on.
There's nobody that you have disdain for in sports.
This show is all about disdain.
That's what we do.
If there
is
one guy that does annoy me, it is Draymond Green.
Okay.
He does get on my nerves because of his antics and how so many times we saw that when he would intentionally make a play, a dirty play, but then try to describe that it wasn't dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, that's just being,
I bet you hate
his
smile
player.
Too when he's talking about it, like, oh man, come on guys.
Yeah, it does get under my skin.
15 rebounds last night for Draymond Green. 15 rebounds.
Key turnover right there at the end.
Yeah,
and
six,
why
seven.
In the world is Steph Curry throwing it to Draymond Green out on the wing running down the court like that? Steph Curry, you got to take that.
Yeah.
You got to keep dribbling.
It's been kind of a theme here, like Durant passing a ball, Curry passing the ball when he doesn't need to. If LeBron does that, it's the end of the world.
Exactly. LeBron gets vilified if he does that.
Yep.
These guys do it, they're just not playing their game right now, but they'll be fine.
All right, Houston up 3-2. We'll be talking more about that as we go along here. We'll hear from Klay Thompson a little later on in the show as well. So keep it here on ESPN Upstate. Just underway, Friday huddle. Get to the college baseball tournament action. SEC, ACC baseball tournaments. Bring you up to date there. Hear from Mark Kingston, coach of the Gamecocks, as they await where they will be in the postseason now that they're out of the SEC tournament in Hoover, Alabama. That's ahead. Stay with us. This is The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back in to The Huddle, ESPN Upstate Friday edition. 844-477-3776 is our number. Text line 71307. Use the keyword ESPN to begin your text message. LSU with three runs in the top of the 12th inning yesterday, and they beat South Carolina 6-4 in the SEC baseball tournament, Hoover Met Stadium. So the Gamecocks out of the tournament. It was like a 4-hour, 17-minute game yesterday for the Gamecocks and LSU because they had a rain delay for the third straight day, and then they had an extra inning game before the Gamecocks and the Tigers. So they started 2 hours late. That's it with this tournament baseball. Clemson started really late last night. South Carolina started really late. What a good game last night between South Carolina and LSU as LSU wins it by a score of 6-4. So the Gamecocks can now sit around and wait for their assignment for the postseason. Mark Kingston, South Carolina's first-year head coach, says even though the Gamecocks were 2-done in the SEC tournament, he thinks the experience will be positive, especially for the young guys on his team.
Oh, it makes you a better team. There's no question about it. When you go through this grind, and I know every coach that's come up here has said the same thing, when you go through this grind, you get hardened. And so we'll be prepared for the NCAA tournament. There's no question about it. Wherever we go, we will be ready. And we learned a lot about our team. We had guys get experience in this tournament, in this environment, that I think will help us. John Gilreath gave us a pretty good outing today until the very end there. So you're going to need those guys. If you have to get in the loser's bracket in an NCAA tournament setting, you're going to need guys that maybe don't play as much to help you win those games. So the experience of being here, especially for the younger guys, will definitely pay off.
I think I said 2-done, actually 3-done. They won one game, beat Missouri, and then they fell to Arkansas and LSU in the tournament. So three games of experience in the tournament in Hoover this year for the Gamecocks. So now they wait for the NCAA tournament. The selection show is coming up Monday afternoon, 12 noon, on ESPN2. The regionals will start next Friday at 16 host sites. So certainly the Gamecocks will not be hosting. They would have had to win the SEC tournament to do that, and then it was still going to be questionable. So they'll be almost certainly a two seed somewhere and be traveling for postseason play. They're going to have a watch party for the NCAA tournament selection show in Columbia at a restaurant on Rosewood Drive near the football stadium. So I'll see if the Gamecock fans turn out for that. But they'll find out where they're going to start play next Friday, June 1st. And, you know, it's nice for them not to be on the bubble. They're solidly in, don't have to sweat it out.
And they were able to save all their pitchers, right?
Yeah, I mean, they can stack them up now. You scoff, but they can.
I do.
They'll be rested. Nobody will be on short rest, and they'll be ready to go. They can go who they want to go next weekend. And that's big. I mean, most everybody will be because they'll be done this weekend. But we'll see what the Clemson Tigers do now. Clemson broke a 1-1 tie with six runs in the sixth inning last night and beat Miami at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Tigers 2-0 in the tournament, won their eighth game in a row. They're now 45-13. That's Clemson's highest win total since 45 wins back in 2010. The Hurricanes 1-1 in the tournament, and they had an 11-game winning streak that came to an end, and they fall to 28-26. So the Tigers now advance to semifinal round play, and they get the winner of tonight's game between Florida State and NC State. And they'll play tomorrow at, they say 5 o'clock, I don't believe it. There's a game before it, so I don't believe it. But 5 o'clock is the scheduled start time.
They need to give themselves much more leeway in terms of starting times of these second and third games.
Well, it's kind of hard. You're playing three games. Now, tomorrow they could have done that. They only two games tomorrow, and they're doing 1 and 5. Why don't they do noon and 5?
Exactly.
Just build another hour.
That's what
in there.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and build it in there. It's okay.
Yeah. And when you have three games, you know, and they were doing, what, 11, 3, and 7, I kind of get it. I don't know if you want to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. So they're a little more push. But yeah, when you have just two games, I think you could put them 5 hours apart and keep things on schedule.
Yeah, you can start at 10 a.m.
You could. Clemson's playing well, though, right?
At least they're scoring. That's for sure.
Yeah. And the pitching was good yesterday. The final four innings pitched by reliever Ryan Miller, who's now 6-1 on the season. And they got enough hitting yesterday and wasn't close. Won it 7-1 with that six-run sixth inning in the ACC tournament. So, 45 wins for the Tigers. That's nice. Before you get to tournament play, it counts ACC tournament play, but not NCAA tournament play. So, you got to like that for Monty Lee. So, playing at a high level right now, and we'll see. Can they make a run? They'll certainly be hosting, and I think, you know, look, they've done enough to be considered a top eight seed. I know D1 Baseball moved them up after that big outburst in the game before last. They had moved them up to sixth. So it's kind of looking like Tigers may get a national seed here, and that would be great because they could host a super regional if they win the regional.
That's a big if, though, too.
It is.
And that's what happens a lot of times. You start focusing on just being able to be a national seed rather than you just need to win the games ahead of you. And then that's when it comes to bite you, is that you're more worried about where you're ranked versus the actual victories.
Well, two more wins in Durham, and they win the ACC tournament, and pretty much a lock for a national seed.
Without a doubt.
So that would be the next goal, win the next one. And again, I don't know, you'd rather play Florida State or NC State? I think NC State did a number on them earlier
this
year.
They did.
So maybe you want Florida State. maybe you owe them one.
Yeah. That's what I would think. There would be more motivation to pay back NC State.
Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, that game's tonight, so we'll find out tonight who the Tigers play tomorrow. But they're on for 5 o'clock or so tomorrow afternoon in the semifinals of the ACC tournament up in Durham, North Carolina. That's the college baseball look there. 844-477-3776 is our number here in the huddle. We'll take a break and come right back with more here, Friday edition of The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Stay with us. So over at the Southern Conference Baseball Tournament at Fluor Field in Greenville, Wofford and Greensboro is supposed to start at 2:30 this afternoon, but that is not going to stay on schedule either. I think they had a little rain delay this morning. The game before them is Western Carolina, East Tennessee State. Western Carolina leads that one 8-1. They're just now in the top of the fifth inning, so it'll be a while before the Wofford game gets underway, but tournament play continues in Greenville as well at Fluor Field. We were talking about some of the football odds, college football odds for the upcoming season from the guys at South Point Hotel, the Las Vegas Sportsbook. And I don't remember which of these we got in yesterday. Richmond, I know you mentioned some of the Clemson
odds. It was mostly just Clemson. Yeah. I think we did mention Auburn, Alabama, but okay. It was really just the Clemson ones.
Well, I've got some key games here just for the whole season. I want to run through a few of them here from South Point. Like Georgia, South Carolina, that's Saturday, September 8th, week 2 of the season. Georgia, bye. Can you see it?
I can.
Yeah. Lonzo, what do you think Georgia's favored by?
Georgia, South Carolina, Georgia by 18.
No. 11. 11. Now, here's my only question about that. I don't mind that. Georgia went to the national championship game, you know. The game's in Columbia. But Clemson, South Carolina, and I think you mentioned this one yesterday, is 19. Georgia, who went to the national championship game, is 11.
Yeah, it shows you what they think about Clemson for sure.
Clemson was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Final Four team, and it's at Clemson.
It is. That's the difference. The only difference is home versus away.
Yeah. You know, home versus away is 3 points.
Okay. Well, they gave them 8 more.
3, 8, you know.
just saying it seems like a little bit of a stretch to say that Clemson's favored by 8 more points than Georgia over the Gamecocks. To me. I don't know which one I would take which way. Do you
if
up
you're
the
betting,
Georgia or down the Clemson?
So if you're going to bet right now, which one would you take?
South Carolina can be so bad at Clemson. I can't
so
get
you'd
that,
give up those I can't 19
give
up, points?
I can't get that game 2 years ago out of my head. You know? I don't really think Georgia beats South Carolina by more than 11 in Columbia.
Yeah, because
South Carolina usually plays Georgia pretty well.
Yeah, typically, and it's always some odd, a lot of times it's some odd score, like 15-12 or something weird like that. So I agree. I think that's
so. Yeah, I know on one hand I'm complaining about it, and on the other hand I'm saying, which would you take? And I'm not sure about it. I can't really say. I mean, I can see it getting out of hand at Clemson.
Well, I thought the 19 was too high.
It's a little high.
I think it is. I think both of them should probably be around 11 to 13.
Okay. I would be okay with that. I just don't know why there's an 8-point difference between the Georgia game and the Clemson game for the Gamecocks, other than home field.
Home field.
Worth 8 points.
And I think they might be understanding that Trevor Lawrence will be starting by then.
You had to do it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Trevor Lawrence will be starting against Furman.
Well, then
I'm already going to go ahead and
then
say
doesn't matter.
It.
He'll be starting the whole season.
I'm going to be and so glad said, when football gets here and you're wrong and you have to say that you're wrong.
As Lonzo said, he's going to start the entire game.
Yeah, he's going to start. Ooh. Dig.
Now see.
A little dig.
Oh, he's putting that into his data bank, isn't it? He's going to hold that one.
Banking
it's going to be a little grudge later.
It probably won't take me long.
You'll pay
that's all I'm saying.
All right, let me give you a couple of other games. What do we care about? Alabama, Ole Miss, week 3, September 15th. Games at Ole Miss. Alabama by 20. Ole Miss getting no love here. 20. That could be closer than that. I don't know what to expect from Ole Miss, but Alabama on the road at Ole Miss by 20. Alabama doesn't score a ton of points, typically. We'll see. Tua may be ready to go by then. How about Ohio State that week against TCU in Arlington? Ohio State by 12? Okay. That probably seems reasonable.
I was going to say, does that surprise you?
No, I mean, the
only thing that's questionable is you got a new quarterback, but he played some last year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that actually might be a little bit higher.
Really?
I'm not certain TCU.
See, I was thinking the same, but I didn't want to sound like, you know, that guy. At least not right now, I don't.
They didn't put up Clemson, Texas A&M. In week 2. I wish they had. Did we have that yesterday?
No, we did not.
That's right.
No, it was missing.
Yeah.
There was only a few Clemson games that they actually had. So.
All right. Let's see what else we find of interest in here. The week of October 6th, Florida State, Miami. What would you say as you look over my shoulder? I hear you. I can feel your eyes.
Yes, you can.
They have to have Miami pick to win this, right?
Yeah, the game's at Miami, too.
Yeah. Miami by 7.
Pretty close. 8. Mm-hmm. 8 for the Hurricanes over Florida State in Miami.
They're giving Florida State too much credit.
Florida State still has talented players.
They're not a blue blood.
So you're saying it was
we're back on
you're
that.
You're saying
discussion.
It was all coaching. That's what it was. Bad coaching, was it?
I just think there is a lot of dysfunction in the locker room at Florida State.
Do you think that's fixed now?
Might not be fixed overnight, but I think you will see improvement.
You believe in Willie Taggart?
I know we've already talked about this before, and I know some of the listeners might have not heard that. It's hard to get a good feel for if you believe in him or not. I don't know if he's done enough in either places right now.
Right. No, I know. The track record is not overwhelming. What did you say about Clemson NC State? We had that one yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
I think it was 20.
20 points 20 for the points. Tigers. They get them at home this year.
Yeah. That's the difference there also.
How about Florida, Georgia in Jacksonville? That is October 27th. Bulldogs by 15. So 4 more points than their favorite over the Gamecocks.
See, that's surprising because they weren't giving Georgia enough love earlier. Does that mean they don't think a lot about Florida?
Nobody's buying Florida. I mean, look, I think a lot of people like the hire of Dan Mullen, but expect it to take them a little time to get it where it needs to be.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback.
They don't have an offense. Mm.
Maybe they get Hunter Johnson. Would that change that? Clemson, Louisville, we did that one yesterday. 20.5. 20.5 Clemson over Louisville.
That's a big number.
It is a big number.
Bye-bye, Lamar Jackson. We'll see what Louisville is really made of now. We always hear that Bobby Petrino is a really good coach, and he has shown that he has been able to turn some programs around. It'd be interesting to see how they actually compete without a quarterback. Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Yeah, it's been a challenging year for Petrino. See how he stands up to that pressure. Alabama at LSU on November 3rd. Bama by 10 on the road. Okay. We expect that to be a low-scoring game. We'll see if they can do it by 10. Alabama and Auburn in Tuscaloosa. Bama by 7 over Auburn. How about Michigan, Ohio State, Lonzo? Games at Ohio State this year. November 24th.
Ohio State by 93.
Good. Reasonable pick.
No, I'm going to say Ohio State 21.
9.
Really? Okay.
Not enough.
They're giving your boy Harbaugh a lot of credit.
It's not enough, man.
You know, I heard somewhere we don't talk enough about Harbaugh on here, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Just 9 points at home against a Michigan team that hasn't done anything so far.
I'm guessing that line will probably change.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are very early.
Yeah, that's right. Georgia Tech, Georgia on rivalry weekend in Athens. Bulldogs by 21. I don't think Paul Johnson's expected to have his best year this year. And Georgia's coming off a big one. How about Miami and Virginia Tech? At Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that could be a game that could decide the Coastal.
Yeah.
I can't see this one. I'm going to say Miami's favored. Where'd you say it's at, Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
Miami's still going to be favored, but it's going to be by 3.
See, that's what I was going to go with, but since you said that, I'm going to go Miami 6.
3.
And I could not see that, I promise.
Why can't you see it?
I couldn't.
Yeah,
you saw the other one.
Yeah, because you had it raised up on your screen. I can't see that one.
He was trying.
I saw you squinting.
No. I've got all of these microphones.
I'm going to change the setup in here, man. I got to turn all this stuff around. I got a computer on between.
You just want to hoard all of the data, no, don't you? You
know, how can I ask you questions and trust that you're giving me.
I know,
real
but
opinion?
You know, I love the data, and you want to hide all the data from me.
But you're missing the point. You know, the part of the fun of the show is you against me, and see, and you're just cheating.
Oh, so I need to
you're
turn cheating, and look
you're
out the window.
You're cheating the whole time. I've never I've never seen anyone do what you're doing. I mean, you will. It's like a giraffe or something. I mean, he's getting all up in there trying to see every single time. Oh, Greg's going to ask a question. I'm going to know.
See, this
how am I going to know what question he's going to ask?
Nobody can look over my shoulder and see the answer.
Nobody told me these rules. These are the unwritten rules of radio, of the huddle.
The huddle's unwritten rules, yeah.
Yeah, that I can't look at the information
that
you're about to talk about.
All I can say is that nobody else has ever
all
done
right,
that
well,
before.
I'm looking out
that's
the window.
That's on point now.
I see Stanton Optical over there.
Don't give free shout outs to people. Come
Lonzo,
on.
Ohio State, Michigan State. At Michigan State.
Ohio State, 7.
6. You missed it. 6. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
I don't see too many. I mean, there's new select games here in this South Point book. And how about Central Florida, defending national champions? Against South Florida. That would be in Tampa, South Florida.
In Tampa. Central Florida. They're I'm going to say it's actually going to be Central Florida by 5.
Lonzo.
South Florida by 2.
South Florida. No, that's Central Florida. 6.5.
Okay.
Six and a half.
That was close. So damn. I just need to get within 3 points.
Mm-hmm. That's your own rule for yourself.
Really, that's a win for you, huh?
Yeah.
You have decided that is a win.
Yeah. I'm looking for the closest games in here. USC, Texas is USC by 1.
Should I bust him out for leaving the audio on whatever he had it on?
Yeah, I know you're trying to get him back for that little dig he got at you. So it's gonna
be
a long
day. You saw how quick
Rich.
I was. I got it off.
Yeah, he looked at me like, oh, crap. I'm sure he heard it. Yes, I did.
All right, we're up against the clock anyway. 844-477-3776. Some of the odds from just one book, South Point Hotel book in Las Vegas, on some of the bigger games of 2018 in college football. More coming up in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. Remember back a few weeks ago, we talked about it extensively, the charges that the Missouri athletic director leveled at South Carolina because of a January 28th game between Missouri and South Carolina women's basketball in Columbia. Jim Sterk accused Dawn Staley of promoting a hostile atmosphere that led to a spitting incident and racial slurs directed at Missouri players. Well, Dawn Staley responded to that by suing him, seeking $75,000. Guess what happened? Jim Sterk has apologized and paid $50,000.
Where does the money go?
The money goes to a charity.
Yeah, I think half of it goes to Dawn Staley's charity, Inner Soul.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Half goes to that, the rest goes to her attorneys. That's the way that works, huh? But, I mean, that's pretty much that. That's pretty much admitting. I messed that up, right?
Well, why the heck did it take so long?
Yeah, there's always lawyering that has to
occur.
Or
he's sitting back, she's not really going to sue me. Mm-hmm. This thing's going to blow over.
Well, she did and got most of what she asked for, saying his comments were false, defamatory, reckless, made with actual malice, and that he knew his statement was false, still made it with a reckless disregard for the truth. They kind of investigated as much as they could. I mean, there was no video of anyone doing what Sterk claimed had been done. And so I don't think he had much choice. But he got fined $25,000 by the SEC. I mean, pretty cut and dried as to what the outcome of this was. But yet, Missouri still seems to love their AD, right? Jim Sterk. But this, I mean, if he got in any kind of hot water over anything else, wouldn't this be a problem for Jim Sterk? I mean, this is a definite black mark against his record there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.